Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I just worked a trade show and was often asked how one should get started with shark diving, which is the best place to go, which species is the best one to observe, and on and on. Well, I believe that the best intro to shark diving is the one where you do not have to focus on the actual activity, so that even a novice diver actually can do it. I understand that when you start diving, it's quite a challenge, not just to try to get an interaction going, but also have to focus on the diving as such. So choose a start where diving is not a challenge, and that's really important. When I started to dive 40 years ago, we celebrated diving. But for the first 40, 50 dives or so, we had to focus on all the different aspects of a dive until we started to get more used to it and could start enjoying what we saw. Granted, in Lake Zurich, Switzerland, where my brother and I began, we hardly saw anything besides some freshwater fish, but still, we checked out everything, every hole, every crevice, and just explored. The explorer part is what starts the interaction with sharks. Join a shark dive. We don't have to focus on the dive, but can totally focus on the animals. So a dive where there's no current, good visibility, shallow water, that's probably best. So most of the time, people start with a shark feeding dive. Is that appropriate? Well, yes and no. The yes part is that you can see sharks in a rather controlled scenario. The no part is, of course, that most often you have to stay put. I'm not a friend of these dives as such, but understand that it's the start for most people. If there's nothing else available, then join one of these dives, although I really reject price politics behind it. I cannot understand why shark diving is so much more expensive than regular diving. It's not that you have to take a boat ride for more hours out there. Most of the time it's close by. And it's not that the shark get fish that is highly priced. So I don't really get that part. Anyway, maybe it's time that we talk about shark feeding again in one of the next few episodes. So having said that, with what species should you start? That, unfortunately, is pretty much limited. Dive operators use common species they encounter during their regular dives. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong about the common species, au contraire, but the variety of species is, again, rather limited. If you would ask me which is the best species to get going, I'd say the Caribbean reef shark, Cacoranus parisi. Against the common denominator, reef shark, which doesn't really suit the species, it's an incredible shark to get started. They're curious, very laid-back animals, and absolutely gorgeous. The curiosity and laid-back demeanor makes them perfect creatures to actively interact with them. I'm aware that this species is the most common one during shark feeds over in the Bahamas, and that one is then not allowed to swim around, so look for a dive where you can encounter a more regular non-feeding dive if possible. But if you have to join a shark feed before anything else, well, then you have to do that. Of course, there's another shark that I feel is incredible to get going, but this one is a bit feisty. The black tip. I don't mean the black tip reef shark, Cacoranus melanopterus, but what some people call the pelagic black tip, Cacoranus limbatus. If I have to choose, I take black tips over any other species, but, well, that's just me. But beside Caribbean reef sharks and black tips, there are, of course, other good species over in the Pacific, but, you know, I never came across another species we get so much out of it. So what do you get out of them? Well, the interaction, of course, but what does it entail, interaction? Remember the eye contact? Well, that is what you get. Of course, the sharks need to be kind of close, like inner circle, so that you actually see the eye roll. But if you see one cruising close by, just stop with your motion, wait, and see. Of course, if you're on a shark feed dive, then the sharks really pass very close, so that's probably the very advantage. During a shark feeding dive, the sharks really come close. But, you know, if you just cruise around, sometimes it's the weight, and it's sometimes challenging. But hey, you don't have to prove anything while submerged. It's not a competition or for anything, so just enjoy being in the water and wait for the shark to come back. So with what should you start to actively do beside observing them? Well, not much more but observe. Observation is key. And there's a difference between watching and observing. Well, we always hear whale watching. Actually, you know, it's not really watching, it's actually observing. Watching is like taking a photo, a freeze frame of a video, while observing is the video. You see how things develop. Once you get the hang out of observing, you won't stop. And not just with sharks, but bony fishes as well, and all the other creatures that you encounter during a dive. So now you observe. What do you observe? The most obvious and what you always see, except if you hang out with a nurse shark, of course, is a swim pattern. Every shark that swims close by with you as a focal point or what else does so in a pattern. So look up patterns in our books and our talks and next dive, try to identify them. So you can already see it's a step by step by step. The more you can observe, the more you understand, the more you read, the more fun it's going to be. But never forget, again, it should be fun and never be forced from your side. If the shark is getting a bit too close for your taste, don't worry. That's natural. Try it again next time or the same dive and see what happens with your mind. Most of the time, the slight feeling of discomfort will soon transform into fascination. And when that happens, you will dive into a new and incredible world. I once created the term angstination. Angst, fear, fascination, and they're very close together. Angst, fear and fascination is very close. And when it comes to shark, I think it's really the best term to describe what's going on in your mind, angstination. The great part of shark diving is, of course, that there is no limit. You can always learn more, change the species, add another activity like snorkeling or freediving, and on and on. Speaking of snorkeling, you do not really have to be a diver to get started with shark diving. If you're willing to don mask, snorkel, and fin, you can get started. Of course, then you hang out to the surface, then sharks come to the surface. It's kind of challenging having them of eye level. I can see that. But hey, again, you don't have to be a scuba diver. Of course, not all dive operators can cater to that, but look around. Of course, you come to us, shark school that is, you can get started with snorkeling. So I hope I cleared up a few things, but if you have further questions, just send me a note at Let's Talk Shark. And I get back to you as soon as possible. Shark diving has, of course, another meaning. We all know the non-divers, where most of them are really afraid of sharks. The media portrays them as dangerous animals. But the more people dive and hang out with sharks, the more we spread the word that sharks are not dangerous animals. It's very important. And even when you start diving with tiger sharks or bull sharks, mainly tigers, the Bahamas, bulls over in Fiji, the more we dive with these species that have really, really a bad reputation, the more we can spread the word that sharks are by far not these animals the media is portraying. So we start to spread the word. Shark diving is important. The tourism with sharks is extremely important to change the attitude we have towards these animals. And I dare you. I dare you to jump in and come up and say, well, I saw why the animal is dangerous. No, it will not happen. You come up and you say, wow, what gorgeous creatures these are. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun. Enjoy the moment. And remember, it's a privilege to be among them.